here at the National Association of Farm Broadcasting meeting, which is the business part of this, finally winding down. With me is Greg Akagi, who is the outgoing president. Greg, how has your tenure been here as an officer of NAFB?
It has been wonderful, Cindy. It's just a great honor to be able to serve as the president of the organization. And of course, in our business meeting, it's very dynamic, and that's what I love. A lot of discussion, a lot of interaction, people coming up to you with recommendations and talking about some of the issues. And that's what makes it very dynamic, and that's what makes this organization very healthy, is that they want to see things done right. And we try, and we do our best to be able to do that as a board, too.
What do you think has been, some of the accomplishments that you've seen that have happened over the last couple of years?
I think some of the biggest accomplishments are looking at trying to involve more of the Allied Industry Council in management and sales, because we keep hearing that from those councils, that we want to work more with you, we want to do more things. And we tried to do that this year. Our summer board meeting in Kansas City, we had nearly 50 Kansas City area agribusiness leaders and our friends in the Allied Industry Council who were there, got tremendous amount of feedback to be able to do that. And growing our management and sales to be able to come in and look at things. Marketing and promotions, of course, is such a huge key for us. And Ted Haller and our new executive director, I'll take the new off because that shine's washed off, but our executive director, Mark Vail, they've done an outstanding job of going out and telling NAFB story and what it's all about and why it's important to have farm broadcasters play a vital part in what we do.
So you're going to relax a little bit more in the next year or so?
I am going to relax. I'm just imagining that my wife, when December 31st rolls around, she'll go, "Happy New Year," and two or three page lists that may take me all of 2011 to be able to accomplish.
All those things you haven't gotten done the last couple of years, right?
Exactly.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Greg. And with me also is Mark Oppold, who is newly elected as vice president of NAFB. And Mark, you've been around a long time here at NAFB, so why did you decide that you wanted to run for vice president?
Well, first of all, I want to say, with Greg still here, thanking him for his years of service, and with your last comment there, I'm going to look over that to-do list first and maybe get ahead of the game a little bit here, so my December 31st 3 years from now isn't quite as long. I have been on part of the association, Cindy, since late 1973. 74 was actually my first convention, and I think I bring, hopefully, as an associate member for many years, a voting member part of that career, and as a station owner as well the last couple of years before joining RFD-TV, bringing the advantage of having that perspective from the different venues, if you will, and bringing that to the table here as a national vice president. So.
Well, I don't know, have we ever had a TV-only officer president?
I don't remember. Ken Root worked in Oklahoma City. Closest, he would be that I would remember it offhand. I thought about that, too, during the last month or so in considering this running for office. So, I hope that to expand our new service to include some television for the people that do have television reports on the side, too, to make maybe a little bit more visual impact as well as all the audio that comes out of our new service.
Well, and RFD is really, finally, it's something that we've been trying to do for many, many years and have a really, a nationwide farm-based television network for an audience out there, and it's been very successful. Finally got it going.
Patrick Gotch, our president and founder, had a vision many years ago, and as he says, even today, he says, "I'm proud to say that RFD-TV is television the way it used to be." You can sit your children down in front of that television network, and you can watch reruns of Hee Haw, you can see Marty Stewart, you can see tractor shows, cattle auctions, those kinds of things. Yeah, it's a very... And what I hope to bring is more agricultural news, markets, weather, those kinds of things to fill out the menu of programming. But it is a great network that hopefully celebrating our 10th anniversary here this year is only beginning.
Mm-hmm. All right. So as an officer, what do you see as the opportunities and challenges facing farm broadcasting in the years ahead?
Well, membership always seems to float to the top pretty quick, Cindy. Who qualifies as a quote a voting member and where do you draw that line, and so that will be I think, something that's going to be always, for whoever holds this office, for the listeners, the national vice presidents, one of the primary functions they do is serve as the kind of the membership chair, if you will, the guardian of the membership roles for that year. So, and being on both sides and not being able to be a voting member, I've had aspirations that I wanted to be in an officer and a leader many years ago, but I didn't qualify under the rules at that time. If I had been a 24-year-old now and starting, though, all those things with the Helming Group and all that, I would be a voting member. So that would be number one. Number two, we had a presentation here during the convention about accreditation. The do's and don'ts of would we like to put a CPA, CLU under behind our names, whatever that might be, the nomenclature might be. But there are a lot of things to consider in that regard, and so that will be talked about. And just bringing more revenues to the how do we take all this wealth of information and the talents that come with all the membership that in all categories, and perhaps extend the reach of NAFB to the different allied industries and broadcast members.
All right, very good. Well, you have your work cut out for you then, Mark.
I appreciate the work you and Chuck do to spread the word in a new format. And I would end by saying what you are doing is really the cutting edge of what we all need to do more of, and using all the media, you know, the Facebook and Twitter and the Internet, of course, to get our word out, and as well as being broadcasters. So you guys setting the pace, and we thank you for that work.
Well, thank you, Mark, and congratulations. Here at the NAFB meeting, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.